Of course, the world must know that if the Iranian nation was present on the day of Ashura, there would a different event would have occurred. And dear Iranians, today 29 years have passed since the Iranian nation's compliance with the culture, with the Husseini culture, and the Iranian nation has managed to broken the back of the global arrogance and has achieved self-esteem and dignity. Oh dear Iranians, oh dear participants taking part in today's rallies in the streets of Tehran and all across the country, your resistance and the distinguished leadership of the revolution were the criteria that contributed to our victory concerning the nuclear issue. You are quite well aware of the nuclear issue. Those who thought that through threatening the Iranian nation by issuing resolutions against the Iranian nation and by launching psychological warfare, the Iranian nation would retreat. They had such an assumption in their minds, but as usual, they have made a blunder. They should know very well that today, concerning the nuclear issue and many other issues, if the bullying powers adopt any decision against the Iranian nation, that decision is actually against their own prestige. Concerning the nuclear issue, the bullying powers have tarnished their own prestige and also the prestige of the UN Security Council. Some of the permanent members who claim to be the advocates of sustainable peace through the UN Security Council, based on wrong intelligence, they have adopted erroneous decisions and they have imposed their decisions on the UNSC. In the course of the war against the Lebanese people, instead of imposing a ceasefire and preventing further massacre and aggression, they have issued a resolution against the Iranian nation. And later, based on IAEA reports and official declaration by their own intelligence agencies, it was revealed that their claims were basically false, and the world people once again realized that the decisions by the UN Security Council against the Iranian nation has been baseless. Regretfully, today, some of the powers in the world, instead of apologizing to the Iranian nation, they are putting forth new pretexts. They are asking how come the previous wrong decisions by the UNSC have not been put into practice. I'm telling them that one cannot compensate for a blunder with another blunder. They should know very well that the Iranian nation would never forgo its nuclear rights, would not retreat its nuclear rights even an iota. They should find a way for making up for the previous mistakes. We have, on several occasions, announced that Iran's nuclear activities are within the framework of international rules and regulations. I recommend them to administer justice. This is to the benefit of all the parties involved. They have put two ways before the Iranian nation. One option is to give in to political and economic pressures and sanctions, and the other option is accepting humiliation, becoming humiliated in the face of their expansionist policies. They are unaware that the Iranian nation is a follower of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and would give the very same response to them, the response given by the imam to his foes. The imam said that we have two options before us, either being killed or and facing hardships or giving in to humiliation. And the imam said, Hayhat min nazillah. This is the slogan of, this has been the slogan of the Iranian nation in the past 29 years and the past 2 years as well. Today, due to God's blessings, the nuclear dossier has been closed from our point of view, and all world people have admitted to the righteousness of the Iranian nation. The enemies of the Iranian nation are just playing with papers. They are just launching a propaganda ballyhoo, and they can do nothing more. Regarding the nuclear issue, I wish to extend my gratitude and also give an advice. My appreciation goes to the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution due to his policies and guidelines. He managed to strengthen the basis of resistance. And I also wish to appreciate the dear Iranian nation that through their solidarity and unity, they followed the guidelines of the leader and they resisted the ill wishes of the enemies and they force them to give in to the will of the Iranian nation. I'm addressing the great Iranian nation and humanity. I wish to extend my special gratitude to the nature of creation, humanity, which is an heir to the Prophet's teachings and also the Imam of the time. May God expedite his reappearance. The great Iranian nation and the world must know that Iran becoming a nuclear state was not an ordinary event. The event of 22nd of Bahman, marking the victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, was not an ordinary event. Let me remind you of the events that occurred on this very day 29 years ago. A nation without any specific organization. They came to the scene. They had a massive presence in the scene. They resisted machine guns, and they resisted in the face of machine guns and tanks, and managed to achieve victory. Who was the man who managed to organize the Iranian nation and influence the people, influence the people's minds? And who was the one who organized the whole nation and led to this glorious victory? The same issue is true concerning the nuclear developments. All countries who have turned into nuclear states, they, for several years and even for several decades, they had to resist, and eventually they had to offer political and economic commitments in order to turn into a nuclear state. I do not want to name those countries, but I should tell you that every one of those states, they had to give, offer political commitments, and they had to support the criminal international Zionism as part of their commitments. But the Iranian nation, without giving any concession, and without giving into any commitment contrary to normal rules and regulations. You have turned into a nuclear state, and you have possessed the knowledge for producing nuclear fuel. I can testify at this point and tell you that in the most difficult times, when there was domestic and international pressures that wanted to fulfill the wishes of our foes, and at the time that many individuals had just wanted to give in to the enemy's wishes, the assistance by the Imam of the time opened the gateways towards progress, and we never felt weakness in the course of achieving our goals. God Almighty knows very well that in this path we have always received assistance from Imam of the time, and we felt his assistance extended to the Iranian nation. And for this very reason, every moment we say, Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj wal-afiyata wal-nasr waj'alna min khayr al-ansarihi wal-mustashhadin bayna yaday. Don't forget that our late Imam always said, we receive assistance from God Almighty in the course of the revolution. In order to appreciate the Imam of the time and God Almighty, bring your hands up and also do recite the supplications of the Imam of the time.
All right, we have the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaking right before the Azadi Square there in the capital Tehran. He was just delivering, his reciting some supplications there.
Well, the President also, on the nuclear issue, the President reiterated the Iranian stance on the issue, saying that...
And you know that the Iranian nation is taking steps towards achieving its ideals and would spare no efforts in order to achieve its ideals and would not retreat even an iota. So you see that this nation is present in all the scenes. Let me also give an advice. Make a recommendation to all those who are sitting on the other side. This world is not the world of 60 years ago. You should listen to the advice of the Iranian nation. You should join the convoy of realities and stop actions, satanic actions. Let me draw your attention to an event that took place some time ago. Recently, a European ambassador, and despite the generous policies of the Iranian nation, that country is still making mistakes. This European ambassador, is on trips meeting with different individuals. He wants to influence them. Regretfully, some individuals have agreed with his viewpoints, and as we witnessed the same event in the course of the nuclear issue, he said that in Iran, concerning the nuclear issue and the foreign policy, Ahmadinejad is alone. O people, O officials, the people, and the officials do not accept Ahmadinejad's policies concerning the nuclear issue and also the question of Palestine. And regretfully, some individuals, due to their feeling of revenge towards the nation and the government, they have voiced their agreements with him. On this day and in this great gathering, I want to hear the people's views in this regard so that the whole world should know this. I want to ask you, all people, concerning the nuclear issue, did you want to give in to the foreigners' wishes, or did you want to forego your nuclear rights? Did you want to, or did you want to retreat an iota from your nuclear rights? Do you permit anyone to reconcile or compromise concerning your nuclear rights? I want to ask you, what is your motto? What is your slogan concerning the nuclear issue? You can shout so that the whole world would hear you. I want to ask the Iranian nation, in defending your rights and the ideals of the Islamic revolution, are you tired of defending your rights and the ideals of the revolution? You have not become tired. Who is tired? Who is tired? Concerning the Palestinian issue, I want to ask you several questions concerning the Palestinian issue so the whole world would hear you. Is there any person among the Iranian people who is a supporter of the Zionist regime? Is there anyone who is indifferent concerning the fate of the Palestinian nation? Is there anyone who is not a supporter of the innocent Palestinians? So, what is your motto and slogan? What is your view concerning the Zionist regime? Is it the same motto as you chanted on the day of on the Quds day? So you can shout your slogan. The whole world should know that Ahmadinejad is only a drop, is like a drop of the ocean of the Iranian nation, and the Iranian nation's distances of, and is expressing distances of the Iranian nation and the leadership concerning the nuclear issue and other issues. We have witnessed many developments. I do not wish to actually express these developments and make this day bitter for the Iranian nation. But concerning the nuclear issue and on other developments, we will make further progress forward in order to defend the Iranian nation's rights and contributing to the prosperity and progress of the country. But regretfully, there are some individuals who consider themselves as the owner of this country. They want to dominate all the affairs of the country, and today they are insisting on their stances, and they want to take a revenge, and speaking of the people's progress and services, they want to tarnish them all. Concerning the nuclear issue, we came across individuals who regretfully sat and spoke with the enemies, they encouraged the enemies, they passed on the country's intelligence to our foes. somebody goes actually meets with our enemies on a regular basis and informs the enemies about the viewpoints of the officials. One official has a difference of view with the other. Why aren't you issuing a resolution? Why aren't you expediting the process for issuing a new resolution? I don't consider such individuals as being part of the Iranian nation, and the Iranian nation will not accept such individuals as being part of the Iranian nation. So if such individuals have a media at their disposal, if they are influential individuals, they cannot get rid of, they cannot save themselves from the administration of justice by the Iranian nation. The nuclear dossier has already been closed, and this is the problem of the Westerners. It's the problem of those individuals and countries who have issued a resolution contrary to international rules and regulations, and they are wondering how they can protect and preserve their prestige, how they can respond to the global community since they have issued a wrong resolution on the basis of false intelligence at the UN Security Council. A council should make the most precise decisions and the most legal decisions. They find some people, they find some individuals, and they want them to offer commitments. Today, the dear Iranian nation is the one who is making the decisions, and the Iranian nation will not permit anyone to violate its rights. And of course, we have come across some individuals, and they are the minority. They have money, they have the media at their disposal. They want to deal a blow to the nation. Any positive action that is being implemented are criticized by these individuals. They offer wrong information. They keep offering wrong information, and this way they seek to disappoint the people. But their actions are all futile. If the cabinet is engaging in provincial tours, they are criticizing such tours. If hospitals, bridges, schools and factories are being constructed, they say, why are you spending money? And if these constructions are not carried out, they question the government, saying, why isn't the government working? And if we meet with the people, they say, you're talking with ordinary people, why are you talking with ordinary people? If you don't talk to ordinary people, they say, you're cut off from the public. When there is an administrative development, they say, they shout and they criticize and they berate these developments. If you create a positive development, they say, why are you making such developments? If you don't go on the tours overseas, they say that the foreign policy is not dynamic. If you go on foreign tours, they say, why are you taking trips overseas? If you engage in dialogues, you say you are compromising. And if you don't engage in dialogues, they say you have adopted hardline stances. When a flag of dignity is hoisted for the Iranian nation, they become wrathful and they want to tarnish the country's image. They say, why did you pay such a heavy price in the nuclear issue? If we compare this price to other the price paid by other countries, the price paid by the Iranian nation is zero. It's nothing compared to that. The Iranian nation will sacrifice itself for the country's dignity, for the Iranian nation's self-esteem and the pure life. Now, they say that you should sit and negotiate and retreat. Is retreatment any arrangement, any pre-planned, any premeditated plan? They say that you should not pay such a price. From their point of view, probably the Iranian nation must not have launched the revolution or fought the Iraq-imposed war and didn't have to be present in all the scenes, because resistance means paying a price. You have to pay a price for your resistance. I should tell you that the Iranian nation is treading a different path, a path which is separate from the path of compromise and reconciliation. The Iranian nation will defend its ideals. The Islamic Revolution has had numerous achievements. The situation in Iran today is not comparable to 30 years ago. One should appreciate all those who have made efforts for the country's progress and prosperity. Let me also mention a few sentences about this government's services to the public. This government has been emanated from public will, and this government was shaped due to the public prayers. The people have spent their own monies in order to bring such a government to power, and this government considers itself as the servant of the people, a government that is indebted to the people, and this government is committed to make use of all its capacities in order to contribute to the country's progress and eliminating problems. Let me mention a couple of these services offered by the government so that the people would be further encouraged. I should also tell you that the volume of services is tremendous, and we are making considerable progress in the field of science, technology, culture, reconstruction, education, domestic policies, foreign policies, and so on. In 1404 Iranian calendar, which is 2025, which is concurrent with 2025, we have to materialize our goals, and in nanotechnology, chemistry, physics, and medicine, we are standing in the first place. In biotechnology, we stood in the first place. In the nuclear field of nuclear energy, we are standing in the first place. In aeronautics, we have made considerable progress. We have also made great deal of progress in the field of manufacturing medicines and in the pharmaceutical industry. Let me also talk about the rocket we recently launched, the Explorer rocket. You know, today it's important to have access to the space technology today, and there is considerable scientific competition in the field of space. All the information, geographical, scientific information in the field of geography, telecommunications, and imagery, and so on, these are all achieved through the space technology. In order to have a satellite in space, there should be many sectors cooperating with each other. First, you should manufacture the satellite. So far, we didn't have a satellite. We launched, had a joint project with Russians, and it was a satellite launched jointly. Since we do not have a land station, we have not so far been able to make use of this technology. the decision for making the satellite dates back to 10 or 20 years ago. We wanted to order it to foreign countries to build a satellite for us. Then we have to manufacture a rocket, design a rocket for carrying the satellite to the space. The third phase was the station for launching the rocket, and the fourth part, the fourth stage was setting up the land station for sending and receiving the information. The plan was approved a year ago by the government, a group of committed young people. They gathered together and they decided to implement this project. Due to divine blessings, today we are mastering all the four stages for launching and using this satellite. The first satellite manufactured by Iran came into operation. It's a telecommunication satellite, and the next satellites will have all the required features regarding this technology. We've launched the first rocket. We set up the station, the land station, for controlling and monitoring the satellite, and we have this station at our disposal. The Explorer rocket that was launched will actually send the information regarding the space routes, so that the satellite would be dispatched on the right path to space. And two more Explorer rockets must be launched in order to pave the way for the launching of the satellite itself. Such dispatches must take place 9 times in other world countries. Some of them explode right on the land before being dispatched. I want to tell you that this is a very intricate technology in today's world. The Explorer rocket that was launched, called Kavoshgar, has three different stages. It takes the rocket goes up for 90 seconds, and part of it is separated. The second part lasts for 300 seconds, entering the atmosphere of the Earth. And the last part, which is the main stage, is the dispatch and the launching towards the orbit. So the Explorer is on the top, and there are instruments that actually measure the pressure, measure the temperature, and also the climatic changes, the geographical position, and they send such signals to the Earth in order to pave the way for the launching of the satellite. This Explorer rocket, due to God's blessings and assistance, was successfully launched, and the signals that have been and our scientists are receiving the signals. There will be two more Explorer rockets that will be launched. Hopefully next summer we will be able to launch the first Iranian-made satellite. It's 100% manufactured by Iran. It will be put on the orbit. Oh dear Iranian nation, we are making considerable progress in all the other sectors. One of the measures by the government is the provincial tours aimed at administrating justice and fostering solidarity and unity and implementing the decisions made by the government in line with adopting proper decisions for contributing to the country's prosperity. In the past 2.5 years, 34 provincial tours were conducted, and such provincial tours is unprecedented in the history of Iran and the world. Ministers and vice ministers are present. Every minister and vice minister has had at least 30 provincial tours. In the 30 tours we had in the first round, there were 6,100 decisions adopted, and most of them have been implemented and put into practice, and the other decisions are being designed and will become operational soon. You should know that the provincial tours and the government's decisions are going on based on studies, wide-scale studies and researchers. 780 coordination meetings have been held at the experts' level in order to carry out all these provincial tours, and 29,000 our persons have been spent in order to pave the way for just conducting these tours. In some cases, I allocate some time. For instance, concerning this year's budget, I allocated more than 100 hours in order to formulate the budget. More than 60 hours were spent with the most skilled budget experts of the country. We moved forward step by step. In the course of provincial tours, a great deal of efforts have been made. More than 25,000 billion tumans of credits were allocated to entrepreneurships, and also these were all allocated to young people who are skillful, but they do not have money in order to use their skills. In the course of these trips, more than $13 billion were allocated for making investments in different provinces, and the money came from the Foreign Currency Deposit Fund, and more than 6 billion reals have already been paid. In the past 2.5 years, at least twice the previous 5-year development plans, we have carried out activities and conducted projects. Let me give you some figures. In the housing sector, which is a serious problem for our young people, of course, there were some satanic moves that would hopefully be defeated. In the past 28 years, we have allocated lands for construction of 1,800,000 residential units. Today, in the health sector, our research, medical research centers has reached 160, and also the road emergency units has reached 1,420 today. And due to their efforts and the divine blessings and the initiative by the traffic police, the number of people killed in road accidents has had a 15% decline compared to 2005. At that time, there was a different figure. You should know that today, 100% of rural families in the past 2 years have received coverage by the family physicians, and such a project would also be launched in the urban areas as well. And over 20 million people have been receiving rural insurance, and in the past 2.5 years, 2,100 sports complexes were constructed, and in the past 10 years, 1,500 such complexes were constructed. The number of medals achieved by our athletes has dramatically increased. In 2 years, we had 10,000 megawatts of electricity added to our electricity generation capacities. And in 2 years, 35 big and small dams were constructed and put into operation. The country's educational growth is the highest at the global level in the past 3 years. We had 135% rise, equal to 135%, concerning the number of articles prepared by Iranian scientists and scholars. 70,000 classrooms have been constructed in the past 2 years, and also we had 50% rise in the number of vocational training centers from 2005 till today. We had 50% rise in the number of vocational training centers. Today we have 28 million cell phones, services in the field of cell phones offered, and the price has also decreased. In 2005, exports were $7.3 billion, and today the figure is $22 billion. It's double what has been projected in the country's 5-year development plan. And for the first time, our country's wheat exports was carried out. This was the first time we exported wheat. In the year 1995, we had a in 1995, for instance, we had a population of 40 million. We imported 5 million tons of wheat, and today we are an exporter of wheat. In the construction sector, in 2006 and 2007, our activities were doubled, and in 2007, as I said, our volume of our activities were doubled. The volume of investments is progressive in the oil and petrochemical industries, and in we have witnessed considerable rise in our activities. In 2005, unemployment rate was 12.3%, but during these years, we created job opportunities for 1,200,000 individuals on an annual basis due to the growth of population. And this autumn, the unemployment rate has reached 9.8%. But 2 years ago, there were 3 million unemployed people. Also, speaking of the government's, we had 2,700 billion tumans, and it's now 15,600 billion tumans, the stocks granted by the government. And also, we have taken steps for creating new developments in the government's administration. We had administrative reforms. We decreased the number of councils from 36 to 5. And many organizations did receive budget from the government without any monitoring. The government limited the number of these organizations to 39. Our planning structure was reformed, and the budget system became transparent and sound. In the arena of foreign policy, the government was facing the issue of the nuclear dossier, and inside the country, we were taking steps for eliminating unemployment, making scientific progress, and offering public services. And at a time when some individuals wanted to harm this government due to the divine blessing and also due to the support of the great Iranian nation, and I'm able today to offer such an unprecedented list of efforts made by the government. I wish to seize this opportunity today and appreciate the great Iranian nation. Without your support and without your massive presence on the scene and without your faith, strong faith, all the governments and this government would have faced serious difficulties. A prominent political figure was telling me that you have a great nation, and he was wondered by the resistance. He was astonished by the resistance of the Iranian nation. If one of the events we faced, that political figure came from a country with a population of 200 million. He said, if we witness one of the events you are facing, our governments would have been toppled. God's salutations to you all, and God's salutations to the late Imam and the martyrs of the revolution and the distinguished leadership of the Islamic revolution. Let me add one more sentence. Despite all these construction efforts and the progress made in the course of the revolution, We are still in the early stages. We are still facing structural problems and deficiencies. We have carried the conducted research in order to find the root causes of the problems. We have set up a working group including researchers and university professors, and they are just following this path, and I allocate 4 hours one day a week. I have a meeting with this working group. We have come to the conclusion that the root cause of many of our problems and deficiencies and shortcomings is the low productivity and also the fluctuation of prices and also nepotism, and on this basis the plannings are not made on the basis of justice. Justice is the key element in contributing to the country's progress and making use of the talents. Justice eliminates the root causes of corruption. Justice is the justice emanates from monotheism, and freedom seekers are all just. We have come to the conclusion that in order to administer justice and in order to take steps towards justice, we should make reforms in several sectors. The first sector is the country's taxation system. There are three units that are paying less than 1/7 of the country's taxation. So this shows the creation of a rift. The second sector is the banking system. 1% of the applicants receive more than 55% of the banking facilities, and the banking system is one of the causes of discrimination in the country. This has nothing to do, of course, this has nothing to do with the employees and managers of the banking system. So these are the structures that must be revised. The third sector is the distribution system. In many cases, more than 120% of the producers' shares